Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We are here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Wayne, New Jersey for the annual holiday party, and our fans have turned out in force, and we can't thank you enough for being here. We're going to have a great time over the next 4 hours, and people are pumped up. Don's
so
wearing a very, very ugly Christmas sweater.
Well, it's Elf.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
I'm familiar with the movie.
You're calling Will Ferrell ugly, then, is what you're saying.
Son of a nutcracker, it says, right?
It's a beautiful. And the red collar, you really did it.
Yeah, I tried the. It's Christmas.
This
it's
a man, when I look at him right now, you know what I see?
I don't know.
A man who should be hosting Hockey Night in Canada. I've been telling you this for a very long time. Look at this man.
Now, you look terrific.
You do.
Well,
nice suit.
I sat down in the car on the way here, and the buttons on my shirt were screaming about to explode.
Really?
So I stopped in Bloomingdale's and got a brand new shirt.
Did you really?
No way.
Yes.
Now,
my other shirts were in a bag.
Were they screaming because you're putting weight on? Is that what you're
saying? No, it's the same size shirt as this, actually. It's just been dried too many times. It was a disaster.
No, we'll go with that.
But I love it. I had to compete with you because I knew. What is this, velvet?
This is, velour.
It's beautiful.
Yes. I don't know what it is.
Velour,
very nice.
And I'm telling you right now, it's early on. I am predicting that today is going to be the best holiday party of all time.
Really?
I hope so.
That's the vibe I'm
getting. I hope so. The people are great.
Someone brought us Miller Lite Nips.
Right. But they made it K-Show Nips.
Right, with pictures of us on here.
I love it. The T-shirts are great. Signing autographs. The twins are a hit.
These are twist-off?
There's a lot of pictures of me with a twin.
You're not allowed to drink liquor on
the
TV.
Not
so
I'm not on TV yet.
Drink it now
before
we go on yes.
Cheers.
Peter,
cheers, everyone.
Peter.
Some Miller Lite Nips for the people.
Nothing wow. like chugging a beer on an empty stomach. Oh, you couldn't chug it? It's a nip.
He used to have that at Clixie's right behind Gypsy's Pond.
How far are we, by the way, from Gypsy Pond and Clixie's?
Oh, about a half hour away.
Not bad.
Not bad. I grew up on the.
Let's go streaking. Let's go streaking to Gypsy Pond.
I grew up in this mall because, you know, Paramus Park and Garden State Plaza, because the Blue Laws were closed on Sunday.
Right.
So we'd always come here on Sunday to shop, and I had friends that worked here, and I had a friend that got me into the movie theater for free, the Lowe's.
So you stole.
Absolutely. In 86, I saw like a Cobra and Ruthless People like a half a dozen times.
Really?
But this is, it's all different now. Nancy and I were driving through it. It's unrecognizable.
You probably smoked pot in the parking lot, right?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
Now,
no. Peter just did.
We play video games at Fun and Games. You guys remember Fun and Games used to be here? I mean, it's
very young.
Years ago.
They're very young. Look at them; they're fresh faces.
Yeah, I said Ruthless People and Cobra, and they don't know what
I'm talking about. Well, because you know they haven't had their soul ravaged yet by life, so they're happy.
Now, really quick, are these people waiting online? They stuck outside.
Yes.
They're all stuck waiting to get in.
Yeah, they're deciding if we can't get in, should we go to the Cheesecake Factory?
By the way,
they're gonna wait. So.
I mean, listen, I understand anyone who goes to Cheesecake.
Right.
I'm a big fan.
Right.
But I hope we get these people in, and hope they have audio outside so they can enjoy the show. Sam Darnold's going to be here
Sam
today.
Sam Darnold will be here. The great band American Authors. They're going to be here as well. We're going to go give away a lot of prizes. So if you're on the road and maybe coming home from work, drop by. You don't have to be a VIP to come by.
No.
Just come by. The place is open, and you can wait online just like everybody else.
I'm sure the line will thin out by then.
You think so?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, look at it. If the show started, I don't think any of the people that are here are going anywhere.
I actually think it's a little bit of a fire hazard right now.
Well, don't say that.
Narking out your own party.
His own party.
It's jam. Look, you can't even
see. I know,
see,
but don't call attention to, you know,
I care
the
about
fire
our people.
Brigade in here or whatever.
Look at the balloons back here.
No,
they've
I think Peter's right. This is going to be the best one.
This is Marissa and our whole promotion staff. They did an amazing job here. It looks beautiful.
And the shirts came out great.
They did.
The shirts.
You guys like
tremendous.
The shirts?
Shirts are made.
We want to thank the people at the Roosevelts for doing that. RSVLTS.com.
Just take the vowels out.
There you go.
Just take the vowels out. So they don't have a countdown clock for me, so I'm just going to roll the dice here and say that we're going to start the show in exactly 2 minutes.
We'll be right back.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, none are engineered better than Sprinter and Metris. The capability you need with the quality you expect from Mercedes-Benz at Rally Motors. With up to $25,000 in eligible tax deductions and financing as low as 0% on select models, you can upgrade your efficiency without breaking your budget. Rally Motors, Long Island's destination for automotive excellence for over 60 years. Shop all of their inventory at rallymotors.com.
Have hip or knee pain? Reclaim your life with Heartspan Center for Hip and Knee Replacement. Providing services at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, New Jersey. Heartspan Center has performed more hip and knee replacements than any private practice in the tri-state area. 30,000 and counting. In fact, hips and knees are all we do. For outstanding results close to home, call 201-291-4040 or visit heartsbandcenter.com. That's HARTZBAND Center.com.
Your city, your teams, your station. This is 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for all Jets fans. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. We don't either. Great taste, only 96 calories. Miller Lite, hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Enjoy Miller Lite specials during all the Sunday NFL action at Big E's in Carlstadt and Ramsey, New Jersey.
We have to be ready for anything. Every day is different. It could be a medical call. It could be suspicious vehicle.
Anne-Marie is a police officer.
We need to communicate with everybody, from the person that takes the initial phone call, our dispatchers, to the fire department and EMS.
When you choose America's most reliable network, your team is ready.
My name is Anne-Marie, and I'm ready.
Visit Verizon.com/public safety. Most reliable network claim based on root metrics by IHS Markit's root score report dated first half 2019. Results may vary, not an endorsement.
Michael K. is on the radio today.
Hey, this is Sam Darnold, and the Michael K. Show starts right now. Have a good show, boys.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Friday, December 13, 2019. And we are coming to you live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Wayne, New Jersey at the Willowbrook Mall for our annual Michael K. Show holiday party. Michael K. alongside Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg and a throng of fans here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We are going to have a great day. We'll talk some sports. We've got some great music with American Authors, the hit band, and Sam Darnold, whose Jets lost yesterday to the Ravens. He will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll make our picks as well. So a lot of stuff to do. We're glad you're here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We are glad wherever you are listening or watching on the Yes Network. We want to thank the people at the Roosevelts for making great shirts out that they handed out here. And just awesome Michael K. Show shirts. And
the shirts are beautiful.
They really are.
They're like a caricature-style shirt with a very handsome Don LaGreca.
Right.
A very realistic Michael K.
Not at all.
And a screaming maniac version of me. But it's a beautiful-looking shirt.
No, it's great. And everybody looks fine, Michael. It's a character.
I brought one of the shirts home, and Charlie said, "Oh, there's Don. That's Peter. Who's that?"
No, I don't believe
and
that.
Jody goes, "That's your father." No, it's not. It's the one guy that doesn't look
like. Maybe Charlie was trying to send you a different kind of message.
What kind of message do you think?
I'd rather not say, but maybe it's a feeling, a hunch that he has. Now, I'm coming off of a mistake that I'm very upset about.
What is that?
That we all sat here yesterday doing a radio show for 4 hours, and for some reason thought that 17.5 was too big of a number to bet the Baltimore Ravens.
You were lamenting that in a group text yesterday.
Well, because late in the game last night, and I've said how many weeks in a row have I told you guys up to this, I'm going to keep betting the Ravens till they give me a reason not to. They've covered for me every time I picked them. And last night, it's literally because of personal allegiance and hoping that the Jets will put on a good performance that you think they lose by 10 points. And late in that game, not only are the Ravens the best team in football, and I don't think it's very close right now, it's like they want to cover. They never stopped at the end of the game. They continued to press until they absolutely covered, and they ended up, up 21 late. It looked like the Jets would put in an effort, but they just kept responding over and over and over again. Lamar Jackson is literally among the most dazzling players I've ever watched play football.
Yeah.
Five throwing touchdowns. The man throws for 150 yards and five touchdowns. I've never seen numbers like this.
Listen, it's easy to look back at it, but at 13-7, you would have felt pretty good. I mean, I was thinking of taking the Jets just because of two things. You know, the Jets would try to play hard on national television. The Ravens would never really be in doubt. But you worry about the second thing, the backdoor cover. Because I figured Jackson would get taken out of as a blowout. I was surprised he stayed in the game. Why was he still in the game? Unless this injury was fugazi to begin with.
Yeah, he didn't like he had any
problem. He really wasn't that hurt. And to his credit, he said he was 100. So he obviously was telling the truth. But I'm just wondering if this injury was really anything at all. But I can't kill the Jets today. They're depleted by injury. They're on the road on a Thursday against a team that I agree with Peter. I think they're the best team in football. You know, we'll see what happens with the 49ers and we'll see what happens with the Patriots. But right now, this is the team to beat. They're home on national television. And here's the dangerous thing about the Ravens. They're so good, but yet there could be enough doubters about the quarterback and enough believers in the Patriots where they could still have a chip on their shoulder. I think that's why they're covering. Because they still think they have something to prove. Because there are some people that doubt the quarterback, that doubt when push comes to shove, they can beat the Patriots at a big spot. And I think that's going to embolden them to make a run right to the Super Bowl.
Why do you not believe in yourself? You said you were going to pick the Ravens till they let you down. I mean, you don't even believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, who do you believe in, Peter?
You know what? It's a great point. I'm ashamed. I would have been sitting here. I should have thrown 3 points off.
You
but I'd be sitting here relaxed.
Oh, and smoking a cigar.
I don't know how you guys feel. I hate the slate of games.
Oh my God, it's awful.
It's an awful slate of games. So it's like you laid off a team that's been scorching hot and has done nothing but cover. And now I'm looking at the picks this week, and as we know, it's moving day yet again.
Yeah,
it's another big week, and I'm disappointed.
And RJ gave us a winner. He said take them in the first half. Now It got a little hairy there as the Jets were driving.
But they got it.
They got it.
Even
if it was 9.5, he thought it was 7.
How about this? They cover in the first half. They cover in the second half. They hit the over. Everything you could have bet on the Ravens yesterday. I think Lamar Jackson hit the over on yards. Certainly hit the over on touchdowns. I just find these stats to be so unique that he's throwing for such a low number of passes. At one point yesterday, they said he's completed 13 passes. He's thrown for 4 touchdowns. It's just bizarre numbers. It's a really unique thing. And also, I said this earlier in the season, this team, the Ravens have always been great with free agents. I mean, how good is Ingram to have? I mean, what a weapon they have.
What they did was, a lot of teams don't do this. They have a quarterback with a certain skill set, and they built around him. They brought the people in. They brought tight ends in that can block and also catch the passes out of the backfield. They brought in running backs that can, Jackson could either put it in their stomach or pull it back. They built around their specific skill set, and teams don't do that. The Bears haven't done that with Trubisky. And the bottom line is the Eagles haven't done that the last couple of years with Wentz either. You've got to build around the skill set of your quarterback. It's like with Eli. They didn't build a great offensive line when Eli was a quarterback, and Eli can't move. So you have to know what you have, and the Ravens knew what they had.
And give them even more credit because they had their forever quarterback in Flacco, and they had no issues whatsoever to make the transition. And there wasn't a lot there. You remember, go back to the playoffs. It was like, well, we're not really sure about this guy. They believed. And they were able to move on from Flacco, who had won them a Super Bowl, who was a forever Raven, and said, we can be better. That's something the Giants never did. I mean, the Giants wanted to hold on to get one more for Eli, one more for Eli.
There was a time, I know it sounds crazy now, there was a time where the Flacco-Eli thing got thrown around quite a bit of them being in a similar category talent-wise. And I think Eli's, of course, the better player, the clutch player. Although, don't forget, Joe Flacco's playoff numbers are astounding.
They are.
Career-wise. So, but you're right. They knew the time. It was, and he could still go get a paycheck somewhere else. It's not like they screwed him over. He went and got money. And they got to move on to Lamar Jackson. And I'll tell you this. This may be the biggest announcement you hear on the show today. This is big news in the world of sports.
Oh, wow.
I am.
See how everybody got quiet?
Yeah, you can tell. They care. I am affirmatively rooting for the Ravens in the playoffs this year.
Why?
Because I want a team to root for. Robert Griffin III is their backup quarterback. I'm not fighting with the people in my area. The people who left the Redskins were smart. I should have done it. Instead, I'm stuck with my terrible team. But guess what? I'm not fighting with my friends who root for the Ravens. I'm not going to buy a shirt.
You might.
I would never do that. I can't do it in football.
You bought a Nationals hat.
Yeah, but I always had Nationals hats because I'm from D.C. I'm not from Baltimore. I'm not buying anything Ravens. But I am affirmatively hoping Robert Griffin III wins a Super Bowl with the Ravens, and I will enjoy watching them. They're a pretty magical team. And if we get a rematch from that Ravens 49ers game from a few weeks ago, that would be an incredible Super Bowl.
And you know what I love in a sports time where it's all about let's judge everything quarter by quarter. Lamar Jackson could not have been worse in the playoffs last year. Could not have been worse. He looked hapless. He looked like he was lost, that he had no future. Did they bag him? Did they give up on him?
Absolutely.
They doubled down on him, and they made it easier for him. And now he's going to win the MVP of the league, and they might win the Super Bowl.
That's why when you have a good coach and you have a good structure, you know, we throw that word around. It's a hockey term now, structure. Got to have structure in the game, structure in our culture. Well, when you have a good coach and you have the right people pushing the right buttons, you can say, all right, our quarterback is broken. We're going to fix him. Instead of getting rid of him, bringing in somebody else, we're going to put in a system, as you said, bringing the right guys for the skill set of the player that we have. And when you're not flying by the seat of your pants trying to make bad coaching out of something, this is a well-coached team. This is a team that the foundation that was set by Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore. There is a culture there that just seems to work. And when you don't have it, and certainly the Jets and Giants, Jets, we're going to have to wait and see. Giants clearly don't have it right now, and that's the difference.
Now, because we're in the spirit of the holiday season, the Giants gave us such a gift today, they released Janoris Jenkins.
Right.
And Janoris Jenkins gave us the gift of truth, because we find out that, I mean, I think we knew this anyway, not a good guy.
No.
Classless. And once they released him, I think he tweeted out something like, best day ever. Outstanding. I mean, it tells you all you need to know about him.
But it just shows you the clown shoes, too. He sends that tweet, but then tweets out that he's going to miss the organization. And so he just doesn't get it. And you know what? You can't have players on your team like that. But the Giants look bad. Did they do it in enough time? I guess they did. You know, they did the right thing by releasing him. But they never were able to get rid of him. They cared so much about their culture that they let people go. Some people that I didn't think had much of a problem. Culture. They weren't bad guys.
No,
I never heard anything about Snacks Harrison. I never heard anything about any of the players that they gave. Apple, a little bit, clearly. Odell had a little bit of a reputation.
I won't even include Apple. Apple was gone first, and his play in New York was horrible. I mean, let's be clear. Eli Apple's not great now. He was awful with the Giants. But the reason I'm not happy with this, and in fact it makes me more angry with the Giants, is you let go of Landon Collins. You let go of Olivier Vernon. All these players, Snacks. And you kept Jackass Rabbit. That's his new nickname, by the way.
Wow.
Jackass Rabbit. This guy.
Are we allowed to say that?
We'll find out.
I mean, Jackass is a donkey. Yes, are you that soft?
We're not asking yes. It's the radio. Yes doesn't have a delay. You might have been dumped on your own show.
If they dumped that word, I'd be shocked. Shocked. But thank you for narking me again. But it is really,
How many people like Narcomania? See?
That's a timid response, Michael.
Let's hear it again. How many people like Narcomania?
How many people are disgusted by it?
People love the law. They really do.
People love the law. But yep. But when you look at it, sorry, Don, it really is. They blew this. How did you keep the worst guy and cut Landon Collins, for example? And I know financially it's a different situation, but you're talking about a much better player who's not a culture problem. So how does Jackrabbit end up staying?
But I don't think it was ever the culture situation anyway.
I think that's what they sold.
I think they sold that as we were trying to get rid of the cancers in the room. Wasn't necessarily bad guys. Listen, Odell's a little out there, and I don't like his antics either. But did he ever do anything that Jenkins did?
He was annoying.
Olivier Vernon never did that. Yeah,
he wasn't
that's the thing. Is we're going to get rid of the annoying guys. But they sold it as we're going to get rid of the bad guys that are bad for our room. I mean, the Giants do look awful for this. They did the right thing by letting him go. But, you know, this has got to be a wake-up call for people. Listen, I want to win as much as anybody else does. I'm a fan. But, you know, reading the comments, come to my team, Janoris. You know, the Giants, they wronged you. You know, come to my team. Help my team. When you have guys like this, yeah, you might have a chance to win, but you're really hurting your chances to win. I don't think you have to have choir boys. I understand that. But when you've got bad guys, when you have me guys, when you have guys that are bad teammates, I think that that does rot in that room and make it difficult to win. And the Giants made decisions over the last few years, not based on the right guys. It was, let's bring in the talented guys because we've got to win at all costs. Well, guess what? You didn't win, and now look what you got left. Instead of trying to building, they try to do it on the cheap. They try to do it quick. And this is what happens when franchises don't try to build and bring in the right people and the right culture. This is the quick fix mentality in the 21st century, and this is the negative byproduct of that.
And I think the Giants did the right thing because they also knew that they had the cap situation on their side. They save $11 million on the cap next year, so by releasing him right now, it only costs them $2 million, and that's a small price to pay to fumigate the room. The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Again, we thank everybody for coming to Buffalo Wild Wings. We can't thank you enough. And we always say this, and we truly mean it. We never take for granted the fact that you spend part of your day with us. That means the world to us.
Yeah.
You have a lot of choices that you can make on the radio dial or on TV, and you choose to spend part of these 4 hours, hopefully every second of the 4 hours, with us. And that means a great deal. And you know, I talked to one young man who said, I drove 2 hours to come see you guys.
I really appreciate it.
And he said, but I feel like it's worth it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have a blast today. We'll give away some we'll give away some gifts. A lot of people have brought toys that we'll give to children in need today. So we're going to have as good a time as we possibly can. And the Michael Kay Show holiday party is brought to you by Urban Meadow. From the meadows to your urban lifestyle, Urban Meadow, Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste. And only 96 calories, Miller Lite hold true. The Roosevelts, get your last-minute holiday shopping in at rsvlts.com/K-Show and use code K for free shipping on select merchandise. PC Richard & Son, the company you could trust since 1909. White Claw Seltzer, the purest hard seltzer in the world. The perfect blend of seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit, available in 5 flavors. It's gluten-free, 100 calories, and has 3 grams of carbs per 12 ounces. Please drink responsibly. And Caraco Suits, home of the 18-piece suit package. You're going to need a bigger closet. Now, this is a celebration. It's a happy holiday party that we're throwing for you. But on a personal note, it certainly is with a heavy heart that I do this show today. I lost my uncle, Danny Aiello, late last night. At the age of 86, and I want to talk a little bit about him, if you'll let me. He was an amazing guy, a self-made guy, a real New York story. He and my mom and his sisters and brothers, they grew up and didn't have much money, and he shined shoes when he was 8 years old to, you know, supplement the income. He went into the Army and served in the Army, and when he came out, he had a number of odd jobs. He loved sports, and he became the union leader of the Greyhound Bus Drivers Union. And there was a time where he called for a wildcat strike, and it didn't work out that well, and he got fired as the head of the union. So with nothing to do and really nowhere to go in terms of a career, he decided to become, he said, well, I'll become a bouncer. He was a big guy. He was about my size. And he became a bouncer at the Improv, which is a place where they do comedy in the city. And as an as a bouncer at the Improv, he then became the MC. He started introducing acts at the Improv, became friends with people, and then decided at the age of 40 that he wanted to become an actor. Never took an acting lesson in his life. And if you look at his IMDb page, the man did incredible, incredible things. Everybody remembers him as Johnny Camilleri in Moonstruck, the fiancé of Cher that didn't end up marrying Cher. He was nominated for an Academy Award playing the role of Sal, the pizzeria owner, or as he said in the movie, Pizzeria, in Do the Right Thing. And we're going to have on Spike Lee a little bit later on to talk about my uncle. He's been in unbelievable movies, Godfather 2, Michael Corleone Sends His Best, and then he chokes somebody to death.
From my childhood, one of the first things I remember, the Father and the Papa Don't Preach video for Madonna.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he did that, and that was kind of like it brought him another audience. He had 4 children. One of his children, Danny III, passed away of pancreatic cancer a couple of years ago, and that broke his heart and my Aunt Sandy's heart as well. He's got a son, Jamie, Ricky, and a daughter, Stacy. He has countless grandchildren, nephews and nieces. I'm one of his nephews, and he was such a big sports fan. He would text me throughout the game about things that were going on. He was critical sometimes. He was a really, really smart baseball fan. And he used to tell me, you've got to tell Aaron Judge this. And I said, I'm not going to tell Aaron Judge what to do, Uncle Danny. He said, tell him he swings too hard. He's big enough. He doesn't have to swing that hard to hit home runs. He's going to pull muscles in his side.
No.
And whenever he would pull a muscle in his side, my uncle would write, told you, you got to tell him. I said, I'm not in that position that I'm going to go down to Aaron Judge. But he lived and died with the Yankees. He came to the games a lot. The Yankees treated him so well. And if you're a Nets fan, he was a Nets fan when they were in Jersey. And if you actually go to YouTube and see when Jason Williams horrifically broke his leg, my uncle came out of the stands and was comforting him on the ground. He was the first guy that got to him. He was very close with John Calipari. Just an amazing guy, an amazing American story, from nothing to be an accomplished actor. And I'm reading all these things, and I'm reading the obituaries. And the one thing that I just take a little exception to, they call him a character actor. He wasn't a character actor. He was an actor. And everybody who plays is an actor, plays roles. They play characters. And his time on film in 29th Street, everything that he did was just so memorable. It stayed with you. You know, I am not a loser, which he said in 29th Street, which is a great Christmas movie. I loved him a great deal.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy. And I would just add to anyone here who's young, who has not seen Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Truly one of the most influential movies in my life, and the role of Sal, Michael, is as important a modern-day character when it comes to race relations and things of that nature that you'll ever see. So I'm really excited. We're going to talk to Spike later on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for bailing me out.
Love you, bud.
Good job, Peter.
Rest in peace, Danny Aiello.
We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Yeah.
Catch the show on demand whenever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast.
Peter, is that Bruce or is that Don last year?
I don't think it's either. I don't think it was Bruce.
Really?
No.
Then maybe it's Don.
I could be wrong.
You probably are. The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit them at geico.com. Hope everybody's having a good time here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And if you're listening to the show on radio or watching on Yes, we thank you for joining us as well. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to the phones. And first, sitting in for Don is his adorable little son, Marco. Hey, Marco.
Marco!
Oh, he doesn't want it. There he is.
Yeah, I have him up here just because he wouldn't let me put him down. So,
well, he loves his daddy.
I get it. Hey, Marco.
What's that?
That's him from
I got you. I got you.
Say, wave,
Marco.
You know what, both of you guys? Enough with making the children do tricks when they get on TV. Let them sit and relax. You want a nip? Give them a little bit of a light nip.
I was his age when I drank.
Exactly. You're from Jersey. That's when you had your first nip anyway.
Let's go to Brian and Hopewell. We'll start it off. Hello, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I know I'm supposed to be there, but Karen and I are with you in spirit. And if you don't mind, can I just tell the crowd the miracle that you guys were responsible for?
Please.
Because I think it's a... Everybody in the crowd, if you're in the crowd, you need to know the miracle that this show provided for my sick wife and I. Thanks to the to only on a show like this, not just your typical sports show, where everybody's made to feel like family, could this happen. That the day after Thanksgiving, I called the show to thank the guys for getting us through all these hard times in the last 5 years during my wife's illness, where we've lost virtually everything. I called just to thank Don, Michael, and Peter and tell them how much they mean to us. I hang up the phone a half an hour later. A woman, a saint of a woman, Christina from White Plains, calls in and tells Don that she's heard me on the show many times and that she wants to pay for my heat to be fixed. as I had no heat in the house at the time. 7 days later, I have a brand new furnace in my house.
That's awesome.
And you guys, like I said, the connection that was made possible thanks to you people, I will never be able to repay, rethank enough. And for the first time in 4 years, we actually put up the Christmas. I put up the Christmas tree today because we haven't had anything to celebrate. We celebrate today for you guys. And Michael, I know Uncle Danny's up there with my mom and your mom and my dad and my family and Karen's family and everybody's family. I just want everybody in the crowd to know, not only should you be fans of these men, you should emulate them and try to be like them, especially the young people, because these are real, true, good people.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian, thank you.
Brian's very sweet. We really do. It's a very sweet message, and I appreciate you. We really can't take any credit and have to give it to Christina.
Absolutely.
That is her 100% on her own volition.
She didn't have to do that. I mean, listen, we all come together because we consider you guys family, and that's a perfect example of it. I mean, Christina was nice enough. She had some money that she had won with ice picks, believe it or not. And she heard it, and she called from the kindness of her heart. So we were conduits for it, but you're right. The hero was Christina. She didn't have to do that.
So we were conduits?
That's right.
All right, we're taking total credit then. 1-800-919-3776.
That sounds like you.
Thank you to Christina.
And Brian sent us a picture of his old furnace.
Right.
Truly repug.
Really?
Oh, my God. The picture was it was a disaster. The new one is sparkling and shiny. Christina really, she came through. It's amazing.
That's awesome. She really is an angel for doing that. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island, another angel for rooting for the Jets. Hello, Ira.
Oh, God.
Hey, boys. Hey, Michael. How are you? And sorry about
the uncle.
I just got home a little while ago, actually. I'm sorry I couldn't get out there.
Sam Darnold's going to be here. How are you not here?
Because Sam got home last night, and I had to drive home late this morning. So,
but you should have been taking Sam home, and you should be driving him here. I'm so disappointed.
So what do you take from that loss?
What do I take from that loss is that I take a lot of positive things. I thought Sam really played well. Because you know what? I compare it to the Patriot game at home, with that whole thing, with him seeing ghosts and the whole bit. And the Raven defense is as good, if not better, than the Patriots. And even though the score doesn't show it, I think they sustained drives. They just came up short, unfortunately, right before the half. That interception just, it is what it was. But I think he did some really good things, and they were able to move the ball on the team that's probably going to go to the Super Bowl. So
it's hard to get upset, Ira. You sound
no,
like
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great team they played. They were not supposed to beat them. Yeah. Vegas said they were 17.5 points better, and that's essentially what it was. It was 24 points or 22 points. To bottom line, that's what happens when you play a better team.
Now, maybe
and they knew they'd have to play a perfect game, and Sam's interception fumble, and that kept it from being a perfect game.
You knew that not only were they going to have to play a perfect game, but that Baltimore was going to have to not show up. I mean, that's the difference between the two teams. 17.5 points is pretty significant. If the Jets were healthy, maybe there could have been a world where they could have competed a little bit more in the second half of that game. But, no, there's no shame in that. Baltimore, I agree with Peter, they're the team to beat right now. They are. And we could argue whether New England's going to get to the championship game or not. I don't think they're equipped to go to Baltimore and beat the Ravens if they do get to the championship
neither
game.
Neither do I.
Let's go to Anthony in the Bronx. Anthony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Happy holidays.
You got it.
Really quick, Mike, before I make my point and ask my question. Your mother taught me grade school, IS-192 in the Bronx. I'm going to tell you a true story. So it was right before Christmas break. And she kind of, it was like the day before Christmas break, and she kind of knew that we were all on break already, you know what I mean, like ready to go.
Yeah. Yep.
So the second half, she promised us in the morning, she said, you kids save the second half of the day, we'll watch a movie. So for us, that was a big deal back then, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the movie she put on was 29th Street. That's a true story.
Really?
That's a true story. All right, guys, I'm a big Jets fan. Let me ask you a question. Why does Adam Gase never have a plan B? It just seems like when plan A doesn't work, the game's over. I mean, you know that Lamar Jackson coming into the game, and he's great, and he's probably going to be the MVP, and that's all well and good. But you know he's looking to run the football if the first thing he doesn't see isn't open. But where is the plan B? They kind of move the corners up, it looks like to me, to kind of keep Lamar Jackson in pocket. And then he got beat on the deep ball about three times.
But that, but there Anthony, there's no plan B because that's why Lamar Jackson's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, they didn't
Because if you're going to play out for the run, he can pass. He had five touchdown passes. If you're going to play for the pass, he's going to hurt you with the run. The Jets are one of the best teams against the run. I think teams average about 79 yards a game against them. The Ravens had 98 yards in the first quarter. There are no answers, even if you have a great team.
Right.
And the Jets are injury ravaged.
Yeah, they didn't have the personnel to make adjustments. Now, do I think Adam Gase does have trouble making adjustments? I think that's good coaching. Good coaches make adjustments at the half, and I haven't seen it enough. But you could criticize the Jets all you want. You can criticize the coaching, the quarterback. Last night doesn't apply. I mean, they just did not have a fighting chance. The Baltimore's that good, and they were that hurt.
Also, I can't help but be amused by the NFL, who it seemed like decided a few years ago, like, no, you can't be a running quarterback. You just can't do it. You cannot do it no matter what. The idea of Lamar Jackson playing the game differently so he could be an average pocket passer versus playing it for as long as he can this way, where if he manages to play for a handful of years, you'd be looking. If Lamar Jackson played like this for 5 years, let's just have fun, 5 years, you'd say it was one of the, you'd say he had an amazing NFL career. I don't respect the idea of you have to modify the game in order to not get hurt. Him not risking himself would not be this player. He has to play this way.
I think that what the NFL has come to grips with, if we could have Lamar Jackson playing like this and be great for 5 years, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think about a 15-year. He doesn't have to be Tom Brady. If he could be great for 5 years, then they rejigger and they get another quarterback. I know that sounds harsh, but that's probably what Lamar Jackson wants.
Well, by the way, but no, for him too, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He'll get a deal where he makes $30 million a year, hopefully get guaranteed money, and you do it for as long as you can and you move on.
But maybe he's the one guy that doesn't get hurt. But to have the arrogance to think, well, I want my quarterback to last 15 years. Well, what makes you think you're going to have the job for 15 years? What makes you think you're still going to be owning the team in 15 years? I mean, think of what the Yankees gave Cole, 9 years. Is anybody arrogant enough to believe that, you know, they're going to be around 7, 8, 9 years from now? You live in the now, right? And sometimes that's the cost of doing business, but you guys are right. I mean, if you go out and get 5 really great years from this guy, win a couple of Super Bowls, if he ends up getting hurt, is that the end of the world?
No, it's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
But he's got to play the way he plays. Him playing this way is incredible. And reducing him to being just a pocket passer, though don't get me wrong, he has a great arm and he's an accurate quarterback, this makes him incredible. This is what could make him a Hall of Famer.
Let's go to Mike in Rutherford. Michael. Mike.
How are you doing?
Oh, there he is.
Mike, is Mike there?
Oh, he went to Mike and Hal accidentally, so let's go to Mike and Hal.
Let's go to Mike and Hal. Hello, Mike.
How are we doing today, Michael? Okay.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, you know, obviously free agency is booming right now. Boris guys, they're getting all that money. What do you think about the Strasburg deal? Great pitcher, obviously the best run of his career. Just won the World Series, 10 years, number one overall pick. Exceeded all expectations and everything. But does the contract kind of concern you, the fact that he's 31 years old, and it's a 7-year deal? Is that too much for him? You know, he's going to be at the end of his career. He's going to be around 38, close to 40. What do you think about that contract?
If you're looking at it in a clear black and white manner, Mike, it was too long. Cole's was too long. But if you're the Nationals, you stretch for one of your own.
Yes.
It's like what the Yankees did with Gardner. Is he worth $12.5 million next year? Probably not. He probably doesn't get that on the open market, but there's a value to a homegrown player who knows how it's done, who knows the program, who knows the fan base. So the bottom line is, yeah, all of these contracts are ridiculous, but not to the people that signed them and not to the owners. They understand the risk and they go, that's what we need.
Listen, there was a sacrifice made in 2012 when he didn't pitch. He's been with the organization. He's been a good citizen. He's the MVP of the World Series, right?
Yep.
And sometimes you got to pay for that. I mean, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But if you get a championship in the next couple of years and it's 2 or 3, it's going to be worth it. It really is.
Let's go to Glenn in Queens. Glenn.
Hey, boys. This is just for you, Michael. My condolences for the loss of your uncle.
Thank you.
He meant a lot to me as far as making me laugh and things. And three things. Did you know he was in Once Upon a Time in America with Robert De Niro was in it, James Woods, and the part of the movie where I think he was a police captain And they switched the babies on him, and he thought he had a beautiful baby boy. And then when he opened it up, it was a girl, and he jumped back, and he flipped out on his wife in the movie. And as far as 29th Street, when the cat, it's Kentucky bluegrass, and the black cat runs across it and urinates all over your lawn. And the other line, which really touched my heart, was, I'm no loser. I'm not a loser. That really.
That was from the top of the steps. He was screaming, and I love 29th Street. It's a great holiday movie. It really is. What's the name of the rapper? He had hair like he had braids.
Coolio?
Coolio. So my uncle hosted Saturday Night Live, which we could not believe. He hosted Saturday Night Live. And the musical guest was Coolio.
Around what movie? Because it wasn't Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing. I'm not sure around what movie, but Coolio was the guest.
Was he in Mystic Pizza, or did I make that up?
No, you made it up.
Okay.
Just because it was a pizza movie?
Yeah.
So my mom, I mean, she couldn't believe her brother, you know, and I took my mom there, and she kept talking throughout. She thought she was at the movies. I said, "Mom, it's live TV. Would you stop? I talk when I want." Anyway, so we went to the after party. And I'm talking to my uncle, and my mom disappears.
I know.
And we go, where is she? Where is she? So we're looking around, and she's in the corner talking to
Coolio.
And I said to my uncle, I'd pay $1 million to know what they're talking about.
And is it true they went on to be lifelong friends?
Yeah. My mother comes back, and she goes, he's a very, very nice man, but I think he might be a little stoned.
Oh.
I said, that's a good bet, Ma.
There's a chance your mom heard the song Gangster's Paradise.
No, he played it.
He played that, yeah.
He played it that night. She liked it.
Another good movie that he was in that I loved was Harlem Nights.
Oh, Take Small Breaths.
Yeah. that was a funny movie.
And a terrible movie, which I thought he was the best part in, was Hudson Hawk, Bruce Willis's terrible movie.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah.
He was really good in that. 1-800-919-3776. We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Wayne, New Jersey. Come on by. Say hello. We're having a celebration of the holiday season, and we're thanking all of you for the time that you spend with us throughout the year. It's Kay, LaGreca, both Don and Marco, Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show? Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
The Michael Kay Show Holiday Party is brought to you by Urban Meadow. From the meadows to your urban lifestyle, Urban Meadow. Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite hold true. The Roosevelts get your last minute holiday shopping in at rsvlts.com/K Show and use code K for free shipping on select merchandise. PC Richard and Son, the company could trust since 1909. White Claw, hard seltzer, the purest hard seltzer in the world. The perfect blend of seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit available in 5 flavors. It's gluten-free, 100 calories, and has 3 grams of carbs per 12 ounces. Please drink responsibly. And Caraco Suits, home of the 18-piece suit package. You're going to need a bigger closet. If you listen to the show, there's a young lady that calls in, and one of the last times she called in, she actually said that Peter was very, very handsome.
Yeah.
And her name is Edith, and Edith has actually come here, and she's live at Buffalo Wild Wings. Edith, thank you for coming by.
I am so thrilled beyond words to be here and to see these wonderful men in person. That's all I wanted to do for the last, I don't know when it was first announced. I said to my son, you can't do anything on Friday, the 23rd. You have to bring me here to see the men. I watch them every day.
Edith, let me ask you something. Now that you're here and you see Peter live, he's not that great looking, right?
He is good.
Peter, you look very handsome.
You seem very surprised that I was good looking. Like when you saw me, you were like, wow. Like television doesn't do me justice, does it?
I tell you, you're all so handsome.
Oh, thank you.
So wonderful.
You're beautiful, too.
It's the best show. It's the best.
Well, thank you.
It's the best.
Edith, you're the best. This was such a pleasant surprise. So your son brought you?
There's her son right there.
Oh, you're a nice man. What a great mom you have, and great job for bringing her. You made everyone so happy.
And this is...
What's your son's name?
Steve.
Thank you, Steve, for bringing
Thank you, Steve.
I'm sure your mom is borderline trending on Twitter right now. Hashtag Edith is happening as we speak.
Now, what? Do you like sports, Edith? And how did you come upon the show?
You know something, like all of a sudden, I don't know, the dial, there was nothing on much at 3 o'clock, and I happened to be, you know, looking. All of a sudden, I see Michael Kay's show. Who doesn't know you? The voice of the Yankees.
That's right.
And I love the Yankees. Go Yankees! And I am so thrilled that they got Gerrit Cole. I watched it. So I started watching. I said, oh, my God, this show has laughter. I sit there sometimes by myself, and I laugh at the funny things that go on here. I really do. And I'm just addicted. Every day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, no, because you're so good and so caring. And I had to call in a couple of times. I think, why not? So my son-in-law says, you know, I said, you want to ask Michael or one of the men a question? Call in. No, Ma, you do it. I said, what's the matter? You could do it. You could call in.
And now you're the caller. Yeah. Now you're a regular on the show, and here you are.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Now you're on TV.
Thank you.
Give Edith the gift.
Yes, you've got a nice shirt.
A gift,
Oh,
yes,
a gift.
Do you know?
Look at this shirt. Oh. A beautiful Michael Kay Show shirt with the three handsome men sprawled across it.
And you want to hear something? Sunday is my birthday.
Hey.
And what?
Happy
and what
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Now, does that look like Michael? That looks like Michael, right?
Michael's like, no.
It doesn't look like me, right?
No, you better look.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you.
Oh,
you
my.
And look, I'm going to wear it.
Yes.
I'm going to wear my oh, you know. This is a dream come true for me.
Oh, my God. You know what?
This is a real dream.
The feels going on this show today. It's an episode you can't afford to miss.
How long a ride was it to get here for you?
Well, Stephen had to do, you know, roundabout and this and that. But, I mean.
How long, Steve? Half hour.
Half hour.
Okay.
Right.
I am so beyond happy.
Now, they did tell us, the manager at Buffalo Wild Wings did tell me that Edith is a regular who's been kicked out of this location.
Really?
Three or four separate times.
That was
times.
Nice that they were able to wave that
But they waved
it today. That's
right.
Nice.
Yeah, last time it was got crazy.
I tell
but
you,
back.
I can't get over you. You know, this has been a wonderful, wonderful
Well, listen, are you
going
to hang out for a little bit?
No, I tell you, no, I don't think so.
All right, well, I appreciate your honesty.
No, it's not because I don't want to. No.
You made the visit,
but
and now
you know
can
what?
Listen.
When you go home, you can listen or watch us on TV, right?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Thank you. You're so
sweet.
You're the best.
I mean it.
You're part
you
so of our much. Family. Thank
Be
you.
Be well and a happy, healthy holiday season to everyone. Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, you know, whatever.
Thank you. Thank you, Edith.
This is the best birthday gift ever.
Happy birthday, Edith.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let's give her a happy birthday.
Thank
Why not?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Edith. Happy birthday to you.
Should I do it, Peter?
Yes, absolutely.
Edith, may you live as long as you want, but never have to want as long as you live.
I like the way you did that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're the best. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
You can feel the holiday in the air, can't you, everybody? We're going to take a brief time out. We have Sam Darnold coming in the 5 o'clock hour, American Authors. Willie Wilson is here spinning tunes for us as well. And we thank you all for coming by, especially Edith. We'll be back in just a moment on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show? Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
This portion of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought by PC Richard & Son. Still not done with your holiday shopping? Go to PCRichard.com. Buy online. Pick up in-store. It's fast. It's easy. It's PC Richard & Son. We thank you to all the people that are here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Wayne, New Jersey. Be patient. Once the show ends, we're going to stick around. We'll take as many pictures as you need. Sign whatever you like. We do appreciate you being here. And we hope that you all have a great great holiday season. How are you doing, Don? You have a long trip ahead of you.
Yeah, 10:40 out of JFK, fly to Anaheim.
Now, did you get the helicopter that I
told? No, I've been looking and seeing it. Right now it says it'll take an hour and 35 minutes.
No chance.
Why do you say that?
You're going to miss the flight.
Why would you say that? You're almost hoping to.
No.
If I miss the flight, then I'm not doing the game. The game is 1 o'clock in Anaheim.
Yeah, but
I'm getting in at 2 in the morning.
But listen, Don, worst case scenario, you just get a nice, quick 24-hour trip to Anaheim with no hockey game. So, I mean, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would be fun.
Land in Anaheim, get a little lunch.
Absolutely.
Turn around, come on back.
I love it. Oh, look, it's romantic lighting
here. It's getting real.
I like that. Somebody hit the switch.
No, I think it's a good switch to hit.
Well, I thought, because Marco must have found the light switch, because he likes doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
And you have no control over that?
None.
Anyway, we are thrilled to have an unbelievable group here, American authors. They're going to play a song right now that you are very, very aware of. It's one of the most popular songs of the last decade. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're so thrilled they could be here. American authors.
Whoop, whoop.
That was awesome.
Our party has gone to a different level.
This is big league. That's a big league
band. We have bona fide hits being played at our party.
Bona fide stars on stage.
And
that's
to think
nice.
Just a few minutes ago, you were insulting our conversation about Randall Cunningham, and now we have a beautiful performance.
Well, that's because they just saved it. Randall Cunningham to that. I mean,
I don't want to ruin it now. It didn't come together. I had planned to bring out Randall Cunningham while they were performing.
Really?
Today. I was
going to
be a
little something.
Yeah. Vikings jersey Cunningham, though, as to not offend.
Not Eagle Cunningham.
No.
Interesting. The band's going to come back for one more song. Okay. We'll take a couple of phone calls. A lot of people have been waiting on hold all day. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Reggie in Brooklyn. Reggie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I've been
a long time listener to the show. I used to intern for you guys in 2012.
Oh, nice.
With Mike and Donnie. Just wanted to say happy holidays. I don't know if you guys remember me. You guys went through a lot of interns, so it's all good.
But happy holidays,
and Peter, you've been a great addition to the show, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, Reggie, Don used to be really rude to interns, so we had to stop the intern program.
Yeah, they haven't had one since I've been there.
Because people would get scared. He'd start to freak out. He'd do his rants, and the interns
would
start to cry.
No, I'd ask him to get me things. That's
right.
What interns do.
No?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Let's go to Barbara in Florida. Barbara.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Babs.
I'm actually Michael from Long Island originally, so you probably didn't realize who it was.
Yes. Hey, Barbara.
Barbara, how are you? Your picture's still hanging up in the studio.
Is it really?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I have to tell you, Michael, condolences to your family.
Thank you.
I wanted to call. I've been trying to get through. I don't know what it is calling from down here, but you can't get through. Happy holiday to you, your family. Your kids are beautiful. Don, Michael.
Thank you.
And I miss you guys dearly. Thank goodness whoever posts online pictures of your show, videos periodically, that I can still actually see what you look like. Because you all look fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
We can't get complimented anymore today between Edith coming up here and making all of us just feel gorgeous.
Right.
I don't know if I can take any more.
Well, you are. You know what? You've been part of my...
Oh.
You hung up on her.
No, I did not.
She was about to say the words, you've been part of my family, and you hung up on her.
I did not hang up on her.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Ryan in Port Jefferson.
How did we get up from this?
Ryan.
We don't.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Listen, Michael, I just wanted to offer my condolences. Sorry, everything with your family. And I was going to talk about Janoris Jenkins, but in the spirit of the holidays, guys, I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything that you guys do to make my life better, everyone that listens to you guys. I drive like 3 hours a day, and I know I wouldn't be able to make it through without you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all that you guys do, and I hope you have a lovely holiday with your family.
That was very sweet.
That was really nice, Ryan.
That was to the point. It was concise.
So much.
It was kind. It was warm.
Let's go
loving.
To Joe. He's calling us from Sloan Kettering in Manhattan. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, hi, fellas. How are you? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Joe.
Yeah, fighting the fight up here, you know.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I was very good friends with your uncle from the club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I worked in the kitchen for Mr. Bud Friedman, and that's who Danny was working around the corner in Greyhound, and he hired the one that went on strike.
Yep.
And it was very funny because he couldn't announce his last name. He's calling Danny A. Danny A, my new bouncer. And then he found out that Danny A could hit a swap ball 400 feet.
Wow, I didn't.
My uncle's a great baseball player.
Oh, I didn't.
I know.
Player.
So we had a team in the show league, you know.
Yep.
And I remember the first game we came down, and Bud was into it. He wore the uniforms, and Judy Gold was on the team, and J.J. Walker, and we had a lot of fun. You know, we drank beer, we ran around, and everybody had a good time. And Danny got up the first time he got up, he hit a long drive to the third baseman. The kid caught the ball, and I think he kept going. That's how hard he hit it. And then about the third time up, he hit a fly ball ascent to the outfield. The guy couldn't catch it with a motorcycle. This had to go over 400 feet. And, you know, you're playing Central Park. You're playing one game to another team. But he was a real good guy. He introduced me to a lot of people. Later on, when the club was over, he introduced me to the Hamill brothers. He introduced me to Jose Torres. And I had spoken to you early because I was friends with Paul Williamson and I was friends with John Andres.
Uh-huh.
And you guys hooked me up to get the doorman's job. And I ran into Danny a lot down the village. And he'd be with a lot of friends. And he'd always and he took that acting so serious. And you got to understand.
He was very proud of the acting. Obviously, he came from nothing. He didn't take an acting class and. He was great at it. I mean, he was just a natural. He was born to be an actor, and he was amazing. And, talk about baseball. My uncle played in the movie Bang the Drum Slowly. He played the first baseman. And
right.
I just remember he used to live in Riverdale a long, long time ago, and I would use the first baseman's glove that he had from Bang the Drum Slowly, and me and my cousin Jamie would play catch. It was the best glove I've ever used. It was just amazing. He was one of the few people in Bang the Drum Slowly that could actually play ball.
Wow, I did not know he was that
serious. Now, where is this tremendous Hollywood artifact now?
Maybe my cousin has it.
Because that'd probably be worth something, right? That movie, I love that movie. Yeah. Robert De Niro was in that movie.
And he did not play well. He was not a baseball player.
De Niro?
No.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.